Good morning. It's 7:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather after these news headlines. The Ebola outbreak in West Africa has now claimed over 1,200 lives in less than a year and shows no signs of slowing down. That has led to fears that the deadly virus may spread beyond the Africa continent. Dr. Craig Wilson is professor of epidemiology at the University of Alabama Birmingham School of Public Health. Wilson says it's important to be on alert, but it would be really hard for an Ebola outbreak like the one in West Africa to take place here.
In terms of this being contagious, it's not easy to spread this. It really does take real direct contact with bodily fluids from an infected person. So it's not something that spreads as easily as, say, the common respiratory viruses.
Wilson says Ebola is a more deadly epidemic, but health practices in the United States would keep any outbreak small and contained to hospitals. Mobile County health officials say a teenage girl who recently returned from Africa is being treated for malaria. Mobile County Health Officer Dr. Bernard Eichold says the teen was in Uganda when she contracted the mosquito-borne illness and has been hospitalized since Monday. Malaria can cause flu-like symptoms that can be fatal if left untreated. It is not a contagious disease. According to the CDC, about 1,500 cases of malaria are diagnosed in the United States annually, and those who have been infected have usually traveled from sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia. An Alabama congressman is speaking out on education reform. Republican Bradley Burns says he's spoken with school superintendents in the Mobile area, and he says he's hearing from them that they're concerned that the federal government is making it harder to do their jobs effectively. He wants to remove what he calls the red tape and bureaucracy and make it easier for educators. He says education in Alabama is showing signs of progress, but that it is not happening as fast as it needs to.
The number one thing we're not doing in Alabama that they're doing in other parts of the country that are clearly working is we need more school choice in Alabama. We need charter schools. We're one of the very few states in America that doesn't have charter schools. So in places that have academic challenges around the country, what seems to be working are magnet schools, charter schools, schools of choice.
Burns serves on the House Education and Workforce Committee. He won a special election in December to represent Alabama's 1st Congressional District. The State Marine Laboratory at Dauphin Island is expanding. The Dauphin Island Sea Lab has started work on a new research center for the Alabama Marine Mammal Stranding Network. Network Director Ruth Carmichael says Alabama has historically had a lack of resources to deal with stranded marine animals, including whales, dolphins, and manatees. The new center is supposed to open mid-2015. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
Our forecast starting off this Wednesday morning, mild and muggy, and it gets hot this afternoon. Temperatures top out in the mid-90s. Only a 10% chance for a lone storm or two. As for tonight, lows back in the low 70s. Clear skies for Thursday through Saturday. Very hot days. Upper 90s expected. Hottest temperatures so far this year. Some spots could hit 100 for the first time. Look for overnight lows in the low 70s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.